Buckle up for a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us from, I assume, Ōtautahi, we have Samuel Crisp from Pool House coming through to talk about their fun, humorous new track called Foreign Films. We're also going to be talking about their upcoming Aotearoa tour around the country, which is super, super exciting. Good morning to you, Sam. How are we?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're doing pretty chill on this Monday. It's a little bit of a hectic Monday. How's your Monday going?
Slow so far, but getting moving now.
You have a solid weekend, my friend.
I did have a very good weekend. It was Christchurch anniversary, so Friday was off.
Oh.
Saturday was out doing stuff. So yeah, no, it was a lovely weekend.
Oh, that's awesome! That's awesome, man. This new track is called Foreign Films. I want to know, where's the best place to watch movies in Christchurch? What's your favorite cinema?
I went to the one, and it's called Alice Cinema.
Cinema is great.
It's really, really cool. We actually filmed some videos there for this because we were like, it's such a sick place, and just with all the CD, all the DVDs around, it's really an awesome cinema.
Yeah, it makes you yearn for the days of Video Easy or United Video, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree. It just makes it look really cool, and the Egyptian theatre is really cool. You know, you walk in and Tutankhamun's there, and it's all very nice. You know, it's cool. It's very exciting. It's different than going to your event. You know, those big ones, big market cinemas.
I will say though, I went to Hoyts when I was in Christchurch recently. It's pretty great for a blockbuster. Like the picture quality, the sound is pretty nuts. But I will say, Alice is the place to go.
Oh, you're completely right. For those big blockbusters, you want as much boom and sound as you can get.
And that's, I guess, what we get on this new track. Before we get talking about the track in particular, I want to know, in a vacuum, imagine a foreign film. Just take a break. Imagine just the concept of a foreign film. Tell me what country you imagine that film to be from.
I'm from France.
I was going to say France. Yeah, and then I do it, I always think of France. Why is that?
I don't really know. I think we were started to do some research on foreign films, and there's actually obviously there's lots of in the world from all different countries. But yeah, France is just the one that you think of. I haven't watched any French foreign films, but for some reason there it is.
It's strange. And we also don't consider American or British made films to be foreign films, even though technically they are, because they're not made in New Zealand.
Yeah, no, they are technically. It's mainstream versus not mainstream, I guess. It's probably your biggest division.
Yeah. It's crack up. It's a crack up thing to think about. Another thing that's really crack up is that the song follows an insecure, self-perceived cultural elite man who tries to impress a lady because he's seen one French movie. It's got pretty cutting lines. I try to imitate men with better tastes. I don't need the plot to show superiority. Have you come across many of these characters in real life before?
Definitely. I feel like we all have in some way or another. Maybe not as extreme as we kind of put out in the song, but there's always friends and good friends that you make themselves seem a little more better than they are to try and impress a girl. I feel like an example which stands out to me is a friend who we never talk about art. I've never heard him mention anything to do with it. And then he was talking to a nice lady, and then art comes up, and he's talking about Rembrandt, and he's got Van Gogh and this. And I'm like, wow, where does that come from? So I definitely have experienced that in my own life, and so have we all. Yeah,
I think everyone, as you say in the press release, everyone's been on the sort of side of either trying to impress someone or being impressed, and whether or not that is convincing is scenario by scenario. But I want to know, what do you think is sadder? The fact that the guy in the story is wasting this girl's time and he's probably a male manipulator, or that he has to pretend to be someone else because deep down he doesn't feel worthy to be himself?
I'm going to go to the second one on that one.
Yeah.
The not feeling comfortable in yourself is definitely sadder, but I guess that's kind of the whole point of it, isn't it? He has to feel a bit more superior than he is to try and impress someone who's not comfortable enough with his own taste and everything else.
Yeah, it's so infuriating, man. It's so infuriating. There's samples of old French movies on this record. Where do those come from?
I'm not going to lie. It was foreign films on YouTube. Was the
oh, really? Just some random?
Yeah. It was nothing crazy. But we've been through a few and we're like, oh, this kind of sounds cool. Look, I have no idea what they're saying.
Mm.
I wish I did, but yeah, no, just a foreign film YouTube search.
I appreciate the honesty, man. YouTube has some great stuff on there.
Yeah, no, it really does. But yeah, it was something that we were really, really keen to do, was put some old foreign films on there.
Mm.
And I do really like it. It was quite fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, this single is the first of four singles that are going to be coming off of your debut album, which is very exciting. How did you pick these four to sort of represent the sound of the record?
I guess for us, it was just they're very fun. I think all the songs that we have, they're all fun. They're all something different. And we all really like them. I guess it's actually just the four that we like the most as well. That always makes a difference. But yeah, I thought this song here was quite different to what we normally do, and then some of them are pretty normal. But they're just fun. They're really fun songs, all four of them.
Mean. And one thing I noticed is that this album, this single, is dropping just as summer's sort of coming onto the scene. Your last EP that you put out in November last year, kind of a similar time. Do you feel like you're quite a summery band and that everyone in the band is big summer heads?
We're definitely big summer heads. Mm. The reason the songs have been on that time is just by luck, really. But there's always especially when you're a four-piece New Zealand band, you know, there's the whole summer aspect. Everyone's a lot happier in New Zealand in summer. You might as well try and, you know, jump on with that as well. But even ourselves personally, definitely are happier in summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
More exciting.
Can you reveal any of the album details? Can you reveal the name or an indication of when it might be dropping? It doesn't have to be a day or a month. Just what kind of vibe are you thinking? Is it going to be a while?
I've got a day and I've got a month. 20th of March will be the full album. But again, hopefully we'll stick to that. But that's the goal. 20th of March is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think name... We do have a name, but we'll keep that one quiet for a little bit. Uh-huh. But the details of it, I guess, it's, 20th of March, which is exciting. So not too far away.
That's super fast. That's a very short window for people, for singles to come out, and compared to some of the elongated release schedules that I see from people. Oh, my God.
These songs have been...
We're putting out 10 of our tracks of an 11-track album over the course of 5 years. So,
Yeah, exactly. That stuff is crazy to me, but it happens. And I think for us, we were just like, look, we recorded it in, I think, January, and then it's been a long time. It's like, well, let's just get them out. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Yeah. But and then try and hopefully people also are interested in seeing them come out sooner and quicker. But,
for sure.
Yeah.
Is the album in a finished state?
No.
No, still got some work going on.
Yeah, so we've got the four singles that are all done, and then just the other six tracks are still to be finalized and completed. All the recording's done, but just a bit of mixing and whatnot.
Cool. Well, that's going to be happening while you guys are, I guess, going on tour. There's going to be lots in the mix. You've got a national tour coming up very soon at the start of December. You're going to Auckland on the 5th, Wellington on the 6th. Then you've got two shows in Christchurch in December, and then you're playing Electric Avenue in February. What's the likelihood you can add a Dunedin stop on that, my G?
The likeliness of adding Dunedin stop for shows in 2 weeks, probably not. But but for shows in the future, yeah, definitely. We actually really enjoyed playing in Dunedin.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, to be fair to you, it's just a really boring drive.
Yeah, it is. It sucks. Anything, getting to Christchurch from Dunedin is not fun. Like, as soon as you go between Timaru and Christchurch, it is a real slog.
Yeah, it's a real, real slog. We've done it a few times, and it's just,
that's infuriating.
Might skip it for this one.
No, fair enough. You guys are playing Rolling Meadows and Electric Avenue, which is super, super dope. You guys feeling pretty happy with that?
Yeah, really, really happy. I'm just looking forward to having a free ticket as well. Like, it's, you know, especially for Electric Ave, those things were hot. Really hard to come by. So, just really awesome. It'll be a really cool opportunity for us. It'll be cool.
Nice. I'm very glad to hear, man. It sounds like a lot of fun. And, can't wait to hear more tracks and get this album going, man. It should be very exciting.
Thank you very much, Jack. Really appreciate it.
No worries, Sam. No worries. Take care. All right, folks, that was Sam Crisp from the band Pool House, based out of Ōtautahi. We're chatting to him about their new track, Foreign Films, which we're going to play for you right now on the airwaves. Then at 10:30, we have a chat with the Director of Libraries at the DCC, Sarah Gallagher, about their new Safe Space initiative. Here is Pool House with Foreign Films, their new track, coming to you right live on Radio 1.
Lost in the back of an old town cinema. They're talking a lot in a tongue that I've never heard. I try to imitate a man with better taste.
Thanks for choosing a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.